From London, we present A Play for Christmas. The Beggars of Bethlehem.
Remember the poor, my Lord.
Have pity on the blind, my Master.
Remember the poor. Abraham.
Well, Miriam?
The gates are shut. The sun is set. We might as well be going.
The wicket gate is still open. There may be stragglers.
Well, what of it? We've done well enough. Taken more in a single day than we usually do in a month.
I don't know. It seems a pity to miss anything that's going.
Oh, it's cold, Abraham. And young Benjamin here is tired. He's had enough for one day. That fit he had about an hour ago was the worst he's ever had.
It drew a very good crowd, though. We did well out of it.
Abraham, how can you talk like that? Oh, no wonder Benjamin is so sickly with a cruel, callous father like you. I don't suppose if he died you would even spare a tear for him.
Oh, but I would. I should be very sorry indeed if anything happened to Benjamin. Remember, wife, he's our bread and butter.
I'm going. I won't stay and listen to you another minute. You make me feel ashamed.
Shame, woman? Why should you feel ashamed? Your husband and you have done a fine job. That boy of yours throws the nicest fits I ever saw. He's a credit to you.
Oh, you're as bad as he is.
Quiet, woman. The man talks sense. I do not know your name, friend.
Bartimaeus, from Jericho.
Well, Bartimaeus, I've been sitting here all day thinking that it was a very poor thing that a stranger like you should come and share our pitch on the one day we could make a little extra.
Oh, you are greedy, friend Abraham.
Bethlehem is but a little city, and there are beggars enough here without you shoving yourself in. But I grant you this, you are a man of sense. You understand how useful Benjamin is.
Yes, the boy is quite an artist in his way. I never saw anything more convincing. But on the other hand, if he throws himself about like that, he may do himself a real injury one day. And I decided being a blind man was less trouble and drew just as much sympathy.
Oh, you villain.
Why, what's the matter?
You're not really blind.
Oh, don't be silly, woman. Of course, I'm no more blind than your son takes fits. Oh, don't act so surprised. Oh, what are you crying about?
You don't understand. You don't understand. My son, my little Benjamin, is really ill.
Aye, man of Jericho, what she says is true. Benjamin's no faker.
Well, and here was I admiring his artistry. It just goes to show one can never be sure of anything. I thought he was a genuine article, professionally speaking. And it turns out he is the real thing. Still, you are quite right to make the most of his natural talents.
Poor little thing. Benjamin, do you feel better now?
Yes, Mother.
Is your head still aching?
No, my head is better now.
It grows cold. Oh, we might as well be going.
Oh, I shall wait. There may be a few more latecomers. A rich man, perhaps, with a purse of gold dangling at his belt.
Rich men are not so easily parted from their gold. We do better from the poor.
By day, yes, but it is night now.
And what does that mean?
The rich man comes in, friends. You and I. And this silent young stranger here. We gather round him, we press upon him, crying for alms.
Aye, and get kicked aside for our pain.
Well, fair enough. But as the rich man goes his way, his gold remains with us.
Oh, very likely. How do you work that out?
In the dark, my friend, he will not notice a little knife, sharp as a razor, which cuts the thongs of his purse and leaves it in the hands of a poor blind man. Now, will he?
Oh, you're a thoroughgoing villain. I'll have no part in it. Abraham, are you coming? Benjamin is asleep.
I am coming, wife. I'll carry the boy. But it is a good idea, too, you know. A small, sharp knife in the dark.
No.
It could work.
No. We're going home. Abraham.
Oh, very well. I'm coming.
Where will you sleep tonight? The town's crowded.
Where we always sleep. In the old ruined stables behind Joab's Inn. It's just round the corner of the next street.
A stable, eh? Oh, well, beggars, as they say, cannot be choosers. I may join you later.
You'll be welcome, if you come with clean hands.
Well, it's the end of another day. Come, wife.
No.
Oh, the end of another day. Yes, but a good day. As that poor fellow said, we've done better in this one day than one usually does in a month. And you, my silent young friend, how did you make out?
Oh, well enough.
Well, you were young at the game. Let me give you a little advice, sir. What did you say your name was?
My name is Judas, and I come from Kerioth.
Well, Judas, I'll tell you something. Playing deaf and dumb will get you nowhere.
I wasn't pretending to be deaf and
dumb. People don't seem to care about the deaf and dumb as they do about the blind. Look at me. I turn up my eyes, and I go tapping along with my stick. And it pays. It pays very well indeed.
Are you not afraid?
Afraid? Afraid of what?
I don't know, but I think I'd be afraid of one day really being blind.
Yes. Yes, you're right. I am afraid. I met a doctor once in Corinth. He said that one day I should indeed be blind. Oh, but let's talk of other things. You, Judas, see before you one who harbors no hatred in his heart this night for any creature, not even the Romans.
What?
A numbering of the people may not suit everybody, but it has filled our pockets, so long may they reign.
Why, you... You fool! Be still.
Remember my little knife. Its point is at your throat. No one will care if a young beggar is found murdered at the city gates. What were you trying to do, rob me?
I don't want your money, but...
But what?
How could you? How could any loyal Jew, even in fun, praise the Romans?
So that's it, is it? Well, well, what a fuss about nothing. You might have got yourself killed, young Judas.
Not a fuss about nothing. It's the only thing that matters in life. That God's people should be free. We are the chosen race, but we are the slaves of Rome. Even a wretched beggar should have some pride. Man, are you not a Jew?
Me? My only loyalty is to myself. I am just poor, blind Bartimaeus, a wretched beggar with no pride. And you, little man, are full of pride. And I think you are no beggar. Tell me, why are you here?
Let me up, and I'll tell you.
Very well. But do not forget the knife.
I told you I came from Kerioth. We are good Jews there and not ashamed of it. We wait and watch and plan for the day when our people shall rise and throw off the alien yoke. We are the chosen people of God. When the Messiah comes, we shall conquer the world. He will be greater than Alexander, than Hannibal, or Caesar himself, and under him we shall rule the world.
And we're right back where we started.
What do you mean?
Well, at the moment the Romans ruled the world. When your Messiah comes, the Jews will rule the world. Well, I grant you it is a change of rulers, but that seems to be about all. Except that in the process, a great many people will die.
Oh, you don't understand.
I don't. You're right there. Oh, but let it go. Why are you here tonight?
To find the Messiah.
What? Here? In this scruffy little town?
This is Bethlehem. The city of David. Oh, you don't understand anything. The Messiah is of the family of David. And tonight, all those that claim descent from David are gathered here. Where would one seek for the Messiah but in Bethlehem?
Perhaps. But why tonight?
We've waited so long, Bartimaeus, but the end must surely come. Why not tonight?
As you say, why not tonight? I wouldn't know. And for that matter, how will you know?
God will give us a sign.
An answer for everything, haven't you?
Listen. What is it now?
Quiet. Somebody coming to the gate.
What of it?
Oh, we're beggars, remember? Besides...
What?
Well, it might be the Messiah.
Can you see who it is?
It's a man. He's leading a donkey. There's a young girl on its back. Look for yourself.
I can't. This is business.
What?
I am blind again.
My name is Joseph. I am from Nazareth.
Oh, not Nazareth.
What's wrong with Nazareth?
Poverty-stricken place.
We meant to be here earlier, but my wife is expecting a child. May we come in? I want to get her settled somewhere for the night. We had to travel slowly, as I say, and she is very tired.
From Nazareth. Right. Occupation?
Carpenter, sir.
Did you hear that, Judas? Would this be your Messiah?
That isn't funny. Do you think for one moment God's Messiah would be a carpenter from Nazareth?
Bethlehem is, I take it, your family home?
Yes, indeed. That's why we are here. Yeah. As the Emperor has commanded. Yes, I am of the house of David, and so is Mary, my wife.
You see what we've sunk to? A man of David's line, a man of royal blood, having to explain himself to a Roman mercenary.
Right, pass in. Let The numbering starts tomorrow.
And where are we to go?
You will be told tomorrow.
But where are we to go tonight?
Where you can find room. That's your own affair. There's an inn down the street. Belongs to a fellow called Joab. Try him.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Remember the poor, Master.
Come, Mary.
Remember
the
poor. For the love of God, help a poor blind man who has no place to lay his head this night.
Oh, now then, that's enough of that. Get out of the way. You're blocking the gate.
Will nobody help a poor blind man?
You are blocking our way, friend. Here, take my arm and I will set you on the road.
Oh, a thousand thanks, my lord. May you have many sons and joy in them all. A poor man's blessing go with you.
Must have his own business, that one.
And why do you say that?
Well, he carries a well-filled purse for a carpenter.
You didn't.
I did. Here it is.
But what will they do?
Why should I know? The same as us, I suppose. Beg, borrow, or steal. Oh, it's cold. Oh, let's call it a day. What did that fellow say? Joab's stable. Well, I've slept in worse places. Good night.
I'll join you, if you'll let me.
Well, why not? Come along.
Look, sir,
I'm trying to be as nice as I can. I know this is an inn. I know you've come all the way from Nazareth, but the inn is full.
Then where am I to go? I don't want to be a nuisance, but, sir, my wife...
I'm sorry about your wife, but you must go somewhere else. I cannot help you.
Look, I can pay you well. See, here is gold. Oh!
What is it now?
My purse. My purse is gone. I've been robbed. All my money. Oh, God, what shall we do?
Well, well, troubles never come singly, do they? No, you've been robbed. So, how do you pay for lodgings now?
Sir, there is the donkey. Oh, he's not worth much, I know, but...
Oh, the donkey, hmm? Well, that gives me an idea. Round at the back, there's an old ruin of a place. But at least it'll be a shelter. It was a stable in my father's time. I store hay in it now. There's a family of beggars sleep there at times. I'll get a lantern and show you.
You're very kind.
Oh, don't say that till you've seen it.
This way.
Well, this is it. Come in.
Thank you.
Aye, these beggars are around somewhere. See, they've lit a bit of fire in the old chimney. If I've told them once not to do it, I've told them 100 times. One spark among the hay and the place will go up in a blaze. Still, you'll be glad of the warmth tonight. Will this do?
Indeed, sir, it will. You have been very kind.
That's all right, ma'am. You're welcome. You don't look so good, you know.
I'll make her up a bed beside the fire.
Miriam! Miriam! I expect her sleeping in the byre over there. It's always warmer among the cattle in a winter's night. Miriam!
Yes, Master?
Take care of this lady, Miriam. Oh. I think she will soon need your help. They arrived late, and that money's been stolen.
When? Where?
I don't really know. I'm sure I had my purse when I came to the city gates. I'm almost certain... When I got here, it was gone.
Miriam, you wouldn't know anything about this, would you?
Me, Master? Oh, how could I? Abram and I may beg, but we would not steal.
She speaks the truth, sir. You can trust them.
I shall be glad of your help, Miriam.
Well, I'll get back to bed. I'll leave the lantern. Good night.
Good night, sir. And our thanks again. I'll stir up the fire, Mary, and fix a bed for you. Oh, my dear, I'm sorry I can't give you better than this. You look so weary, and you must be cold.
Oh, I am so thankful we have found this place. I don't mind anything else.
We had some soup for supper, madam. Shall I heat some for you? There's plenty left. And for you, sir, too.
We should be very glad of it.
Good. I'll fetch it now. Abram. Mm. Are you awake?
Am I likely to be asleep with all this coming and going? What's the matter?
Joab has put up 2 people in our stable. They're from Nazareth. Abram, I must stay with her. She's very young and she's going to have a baby. And it wouldn't surprise me if it comes tonight.
You won't need me, will you?
No, I shouldn't think so. Why?
I'm tired. Good night.
And Abram...
What is it now?
The man's purse was stolen.
What about it?
At the city gate. Don't you see? That Bartimaeus must have taken it.
Like enough. Just the sort of thing he would do. We said he would.
If he comes here, Abraham, make him give it back.
What?
Make Bartimaeus give it back. This man is pretty sure he lost it at the gate. And it's our gate, Abraham. Our gate.
What's that got to do with it?
Tomorrow Bartimaeus will be gone. He's always on the move. People will not remember there were other beggars there today. They'll blame us.
But we were back here before that pair arrived, you know that.
Who'll believe us? We're beggars. Besides
what?
I'm sorry for these people. They're country folk. Abram, get them their money back.
Oh, very well. But Miriam.
Yes?
He has a knife, sharp as a razor.
Then you'll have to do something about it, won't you?
Abraham, are you there?
Listen, there he is coming now. I'll go back to the ghetto.
Abraham! Perdition, take him as blind as a bat in here. Abraham, give us a light, can't you? What's this? But he said this was a stable. This horse has horns.
Quiet, you fool. You'll waken Benjamin. This is a buyer. The stable is next door. Stay where you are till I light a lantern.
Oh, thank you, I will. I should be lame tomorrow as well as blind. That cow stood at my foot.
There.
Ah, that's better. Oh, come in, Judas, come in. Well, not such a bad place, is it, Judas? Yeah. Warm, at least. Plenty of straw for a bed. Got anything to eat? I'm starving.
Soup, if you want it.
Smells good. Fill up my bowl for me. What about you, Judas?
I would rather sleep.
Oh, too proud to eat with ordinary beggars, eh? Well, suit yourself. Oh, any bread, Abraham?
There's a loaf in my bag. An old Pharisee threw it to me, and it's as hard as his flinty old heart.
Oh, here, take my knife. It will soon slice it up. And use that knife with respect, my friend. It has done me good service tonight.
So, you played your little game in the dark, did you? Was the man very rich?
Oh, not especially. A carpenter from Nazareth. But my need was greater than his. Well, hurry up with that bread, Abraham. What have you got to?
I'm right behind you, Bartimaeus. And your little sharp knife, Bartimaeus, is in my hand.
What are you doing?
I could cut your throat, Bartimaeus, before you could even move.
You know, you just can't trust anyone, can you? First Judas, and now you.
Well, you don't need to cut my throat. You can have your share.
I wouldn't touch the money.
Oh, very moral. Very moral indeed.
You will give the money back to the man from Nazareth.
Give him the money back? Do you think I'm a fool?
Yes, Bartimaeus. A fool twice over.
Oh, very nice.
You were so anxious to show how clever you were. You didn't stop to think. But the man from Nazareth is not a fool.
How do you know?
He's here now, sharing the stable with us. And I can tell you, he is no fool.
How so?
Already he has an idea the purse was at his belt when he came to the gate. He will remember more clearly in the morning.
So? What can he do then?
Then he will go back to the captain. And they will remember a certain blind beggar who jostled the man from Nazareth and made a nuisance of himself. And the captain will begin to look for that blind beggar.
Even if they do look for me, I shall slip away at dawn. They'll never find me.
I told you that you'd not stop to think. You cannot slip away at dawn.
Why?
Because of the census. There are double guards on every gate. And no one, not even a blind beggar, can leave the city till the numbering is over. You must give back the purse.
Well, you have made your point. That I will grant you. But why should you be so concerned about saving my skin?
Because I am a beggar of Bethlehem, Bartimaeus. And I am tolerated because I do not steal.
Now I see. We're not so moral after all. You don't want your own little game spoiled. Now that makes sense. That is something I can understand.
Think what you like, Bartimaeus. But give back the purse. Now.
Oh, very well. You win.
Master Joseph? Master Joseph?
Yes? Yes, I am coming. What is it now? Not more trouble.
No, Master, no. This man joined us a moment ago. You've seen him before?
Seen him before? I don't know. Hold up the lantern. Yes? Yes, it's the blind beggar by the gate.
He found a purse, Master. I heard you had lost yours. Will you look at it?
Yes, sir.
Bartimaeus, the man from Nazareth is at your side. Let him have the purse.
Surely, sure. Here it is, my lord.
Thank you.
How fortunate it is that I should have found you so soon. Is it yours?
Praise God, indeed it is. Oh, my blessings on you, friend. You are an honest fellow. Here, take these coins.
Oh, no.
I wish I could give you more. It is as if you had saved my life.
Oh, thank you, Master, thank you. You needn't have troubled. Honesty is its own reward, but it is kindly given, so I will not refuse.
Well, well. A roof over our heads, and my purse found. If only Mary was better. I must go back to her. Good night, my friends. And once again, my thanks.
How happy a little money can make a man. Well, you've had your way, Abraham. Oh, let's forget all about this and get some sleep. It's been a long day. Give me back my knife.
No, I think not, Bartimaeus. I've hidden it. In the morning you can have it back.
Abraham, don't you trust me?
No, I don't. Good night.
I underestimated you, friend. What a day. I come all the way from Jericho and fall among honest men. A patriot. And a beggar who will not steal. Who would believe it?
Abram. Abram. Wake up, man, wake up.
Did you have to wake me? What time is it?
Nearly dawn. Abram, there are men prowling around outside.
Let them prowl. They can steal nothing from such as us. How's the woman?
All is well with her now, Abram. She's had a little son. Pray God he has more luck than my poor Benjamin.
Well, get some sleep now.
But, Abram, the men outside. At least look out and see who they are, please.
Oh, very well. I'll open the door a crack. Sky is very clear. How bright the stars are tonight.
Can you see the men?
Yes. It's only Samuel, the shepherd, and his mates. I've seen them often at the gate.
But they should be out on the hills with their flocks. I wonder what they're doing here.
Whatever it is, it has nothing to do with us. Well, let's get back to sleep.
Arms, remember the poor. Have pity on a poor blind man, my masters. Arms in the name of God.
Why do I bother? This place is dead now that the numbering and taxing is over. We're wasting our time here. Tomorrow, I take the road again.
Good, and we shall have our gate to ourselves.
Oh, I know you'll be glad to see the back of me. Still, we all did well when it lasted. All except poor Judas there. But then he's not really a beggar. He is the spy of the bold patriots of Kerioth.
You can laugh.
Oh, I do. I have my knife back again, and you are smaller than I, so I can laugh. Oh, but seriously, Judas, what news do you take back to the good Jews of Kerioth? Will you tell them of the Messiah born in a stable because three silly shepherds had a vision of angels? Your king is not my idea of a king.
Time will tell.
No Messiah comes out of Nazareth, nor out of a carpenter's shop, nor out of a manger. You can take my word for it.
I shall wait and see. The baby will grow up.
You will live that long? Oh, forget the whole thing. This child, what's his name? Jesus. He will never set the river on fire.
I will wait. We have seen the signs. Bartimaeus, they cannot all be wrong.
It is easy to be wrong. The world thinks I am blind. But the world is wrong.
That is because you are a liar and a cheat. God does not lie, and a little child cannot cheat. What do you think, Abraham?
Me? I don't know. It's all very interesting, I suppose, but I'm only a beggar with a son who's sick. The baby Jesus may be the Messiah for all I know, but what will it matter to me? The world's full of people like you, Bartimaeus, who believe in nothing, who lie and cheat to get by. The world is full of people like you, Judas, who want power and cover their personal ambition with a cloak of patriotism. Aye, and the world's full of people like me who just want to be left alone. God help any man who sets up to be a messiah, that's what I say. Now, I don't want to be uncivil, but would you mind pushing off now? There's a crowd coming. Good people, remember the poor.
Arms,
in
the name of God,
have pity on the
afflicted.
Arms,
my master.
Arms.
The Beggars of Bethlehem was written by Tom Veitch and produced by Ian Wishart.